This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Ow. Funk Friday. Game day. The Falcons play a football game tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game against the Detroit Lions. Pre-game at 5, kickoff, and we've made it. Not only is it Friday, but football season is really, really here. Randy, good morning to you. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it is game day. Like I said, pregame starts at 5 with my man Bo and Big Mike, and then obviously Grant's a part of the show now, so it should be a lot of fun getting ready for game day, Andy, down at the Benz.
Yeah, man.
People
will be tailgating.
Do they tailgate pregame?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, both say yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, we're in the South.
We're in the South, man. You got to bring out the grills.
You guys tailgate Pee-wee games.
Then that's cool because I know my boy D-Nuck going to be over there.
Yeah, he will.
D-Nuck walk around with a bag full of meat looking for grills. Hey, I got this meat. I cook all y'all food. Let me just throw these leg quarters on there, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it should be a lot of fun, man, obviously.
The lady dressed up like a bird tries to sell you a package to a away game. Just say no.
I thought she was in the clink.
I don't know. You never know. She might have snuck out.
I thought she was locked up in
all
that
I'm
thing,
saying
man.
Is if a bird lady's trying to sell you something, just think twice. That's all.
Yeah, dog. But, no, it should be a lot of fun. And like I said, it's finally coming around. I know it is preseason, but, yeah, it's still, you know, it was good to sit down. And I watched most of the first game and caught the first couple series of the second game last night. But it was just good to sit there and watch it because you knew some of the players. Obviously, I wanted to see Malachi play yesterday. Mm-hmm. Wanted to see what Richardson would do, and he did exactly what I thought he would do. Get his ass hurt.
Get rocked.
Get his ass hurt. You got to learn, boy. And then Warren, obviously the tight end. I mean, he's going to be a dude.
Yep.
Him and Brock are going to be like the next Gronk and Kelsey.
Doesn't it feel like, I mean, obviously there's been really good tight end play for a really long time.
Yep.
But like going back, I don't know, 15 years, 20 years into now, it almost feels like a golden era of tight end play.
It is, man. It is. And a lot of it is because of the new implemented offense. You don't got to block no more. Mm-hmm. You just got to be big and be able to run and just get in somebody's way. But, I mean, it's a fun position to watch. And these young dudes come in more ready to play than ever, you know, because they're big as hell. They're athletic. And, you know, they have the knack because of all the throwing they've been since damn middle school.
Right.
I mean, Warren was a damn quarterback, you know, and so obviously that helps your background as far as reading defenses and all the other ins and outs that goes with it. But, yeah, it was good to see some NFL football last night. And then, you know, of course, it's going to be good to see the Falcons play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's always interesting. Different teams handle it differently. Obviously, the Bengals put Burrow and Chase out there,
and
they were cooking.
Damn, Keeley.
Not surprised. Yeah,
but
it happens.
Think about it, though. Jamar Chase does that to all pro
players. Does it to everybody?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Keeley
probably not.
A rough day.
Keeley might not be out there against the starters every single week.
That rough day.
Because the Eagles have great secondary, man. Like, they got so many good guys back there. And, he, you know, obviously he's depth, and that's great. But, yeah, He had a tough one yesterday.
Yeah, rough one.
But, you know.
That's what
again,
Jamar does.
Jamar and Joe do that to people from time to time. Yes. But they played those guys, well,
Joe,
obviously.
Joe said he was average.
Yeah, I know. Said 9 average. 10, 2 touchdowns, 2 drives. We still have to get better. That's
average.
The standard that he holds himself
it was
to.
Average.
Which is good. And, again, I understand why they're playing. They've gotten off to awful starts the last handful of years. And they probably want to make sure that doesn't happen again. What's Myles Garrett doing? Why is he doing his press conference shirtless?
Miles is
that a bow tie?
No, that's his little headband that he wears.
Yeah, auditioning for Chippendales?
That's what I'm saying. Like, this dude just sitting there just yacked up.
What's
at the
he
press
doing?
Conference between him and then my boy David. David don't ever wear no shirt neither. Like, what is it, like, Njoku versus Miles, they walk around with no shirt on?
Oh, they're just trying to see. Okay, I see.
Yeah. I mean, but I tell you, if I was yacked like that,
I know.
I'd be walking down Peace Street.
I'd be doing this show right now, shirtless.
I told you, dog, that Peace Street down Peace Street with no shirt on, with the shirt hanging out the back of the pants. That's the look for me. That's the look. I remember I used to walk around like that.
Yeah,
but I don't look like that. No
yeah,
more.
Back in the day.
Yeah, man,
back
it was good times. It was good times.
Anyway, the Falcons will play tonight. As we know, many of the starters, especially on offense, aren't going to play. Still, some interesting battles to look at for sure. And I mean, one of them is who's going to be that third quarterback. There's still that outside possibility that a team needs a starter. Kirk Cousins gets traded, and then they're the backup quarterback. So the two quarterbacks that are going to play tonight certainly are competing for their future with the franchise. I know we talked to Casey Washington earlier in training camp, and he's a guy that seems, as it stands right now, probably to have a leg up for that sixth wide receiver spot.
Sills is coming, dog.
David Sills is a guy who's getting a lot of talk in training camp as well, and both of those guys, I would assume, will play tonight.
Oh no, they're playing.
And
I mean, you're going to
see
a
battling.
Lot. I'm curious of how they do. When you were just talking about the battle for the third quarter, how they do the like sticker probably the whole first half, and then Emory will come in and relieve him of that. But no, these dudes are all competing, and we know. You know, it's one thing they're listed as wide receivers, rightfully so, but they ain't making this team as just a wide receiver.
Right.
Their coverage skills and everything like that is going to be on display tonight. We talked about it earlier this week. Like, your tongue's going to be hanging out your mouth, young fella, because you're going to play all the offensive snaps. You're going to play on all the special teams. And so, you know, that's how, you know, when you're at that position of the depth chart, that's your likely way to get on the roster or stay on the roster and things like that. That's why Kadarius Hodge has been around here so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year we saw when he got his opportunity, he took advantage of it. But
to the point where now, I mean, he's one of the four pencil in, not even pencil in. You could probably ink him in as on the team.
Yes. Yeah. He's on. Yeah. He's one of those things. They're not saying that he don't have to keep battling for his spot because of where he is, any lack, man, somebody can come and take his job. But, yeah, the way he plays on special teams and the way, you know, you saw when he got his opportunity, he's able to take advantage of the spot, not too big for him. And the biggest thing about that is, when I would talk to the young players, because I saw Malik Nabers was saying that he wanted to learn all the receiver positions. And that's one thing I always tell them. I know that, you know, whenever you get there, they want to put you at X, Y, Z, and all those things. And we talked to Drake London about it. But if they're not putting you in other spots, you still got to learn them.
Mm-hmm.
Because there will be a situation tonight where there's a kid that goes in and he's probably been playing one position the whole time, one receiver the whole time, and then, well, somebody's down, so you got to go play this position.
Right.
Or that guy that's in playing the same position, other guys coming in, you got to go play that.
Well, the other thing, and I know a lot of teams probably do this, but we know for sure the Falcons do, where, I mean, Kadarius Hodge is essentially Drake London's backup.
Yes.
Right? Like when Drake got banged up last year, he slotted in for him.
Yes.
Well, now Drake's doing more stuff. Like, they're lining him up in more places. So if Drake's to go out, like, who knows where he might be in the play call that you're in for him on. So you're going to have to do multiple things. That's something that they're saying David Sills is also very good at.
Mm-hmm.
Big body kind of can play in multiple spots.
Right.
So maybe that gives him an advantage in that way. But as it stands right now from a wide receiver position, you know Drake, you know Darnell, you know Ray McCloud, you know Kadarius Hodge.
Yeah.
Sounds probably Jamal Agnew because of returner and the stuff that he can do in there.
Yes.
And then that final one, you know, I mean, you got Casey Washington, like we mentioned, you got David Sills. They did sign DJ Chark.
Yes.
So he's a veteran. So you know, he's competing for that. And then there's a few other guys as well, but all those guys are gonna be out there tonight playing for the future.
Yeah,
I mean, I know that they'll get more time over the next couple of weeks, but you do some good things tonight, that goes a long way.
Yeah, man, AAT, alignment, assignment, technique, and then you just go and just play with your damn hair on fire. And I think that's always the biggest thing, is that's why when you look at this, there's not going to be anything overcomplicated. Like the blitz that Anthony Richardson, it wasn't a complicated blitz. redirect the protection. Turn it back. Because what you do is
explain to people that like me who don't know
the one thing about it is
why that was his fault.
Because what he did was is that how and I say this all the time. How I was taught is basically when you are like when you're in blitz protection and all those things. I did a lot of it was safeties lie, corners don't. And when you see that safety capping. That end is going to drop out where the front side was, where he was looking initially. So if you could see that from pre-snap, you can go ahead and turn the protection back. Now, he didn't turn the protection. You got to know that this guy is coming because I had all kind of emotions because when I saw it originally, I'm like, you know, my friend, block the damn big guy.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, he's in a gun. Why? Then I looked at it again. I was like, oh, no.
Right.
Either turn of protection.
Because two people let that rusher come free.
Yes. The tackles went down.
The tackle and the running back just watched it.
The tackle did his job.
Okay.
He going down. Backer's coming. You do. You throw hot off of that guy. Now, a more veteran running back would just bump that.
Yeah. Just knock him off his
path. Just give him a little nudge. Just slow him down.
Yeah. Because then Richardson probably could have stepped around it and then done whatever he was going to do.
A veteran running back who's played a lot of ball would probably just bump him. You know, just to slow him down a little bit and get out in your route. But yeah, you got to throw hot on that, and those are the things where you know it's not a complicated blitz at all. You know, and so that's the one thing about it. You can have all because this dude has everything you want: size, athleticism, a Hauser of an arm,
howitzer
of an arm. He has all these different things, but that don't mean nothing if you can't. Know what to do.
Yeah, I mean.
You got yourself hurt.
If it's as simple as that, which.
You got yourself hurt.
Seems to be. Like, that stuff's, I mean, obviously the physical stuff you can't teach.
You can't teach it.
But that should be able to be taught.
You can't be a starting quarterback in the NFL and not do
and
that.
Set yourself up like
yeah,
that.
You can't
yeah, because the thing, like, yeah. the edge rusher, I bet that guy hasn't had a free rush like that on a quarterback since high school.
Dude.
Like, that was as clear of a path to an NFL quarterback as you're ever going to get.
Yes.
He didn't even have to slow down or move.
No, he just ran right through his face.
He came right out of his stance and hit him straight in the chest.
Yep.
And obviously he got hurt on the play because the guy cleaned him out. So now the coaching staff in Indianapolis has to deal with two things. Quarterback's hurt, and he doesn't know how to slide a simple protection.
Yes.
So it's like, what do we do?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. That's a pretty good way to lose a job.
Yeah, man. And then Daniel Jones wasn't great, but he was efficient.
Well, yeah. He's Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
not going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But no, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing tonight for these young guys is knowing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Being where you are, the funniest thing in preseason football with younger players is always special teams because somebody's getting cussed out because they're supposed to be on the field, but they were so tired because they just did all these plays on offensive defense and forget. And the Lord God Almighty, if you're not a shoe-in to make the team, do not make them burn a damn timeout because your ass don't know what punt team you're on. Because, boy.
It's a guaranteed way to get cut.
Guaranteed.
Football tonight, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 5, kickoff at 7, like we said. Falcons and Lions. We'll come back, tell you what's trending here on a Funk Friday. The Braves with a fun win last night.
Hey,
come from behind. Dude. Drake Baldwin's awesome.
How about Marcel?
Yeah.
On the little single that he had, the first thing I thought about, I don't know why, was Any Given Sunday. You remember when LL Cool J stepped out of bounds instead of getting that yard? And how Al Pacino was like praising him. Look at that selflessness. All that. Marcel was digging with the bad hit. Forced a bad throw. He was running so fast.
Yeah, something to be happy about from the Braves' perspective. We'll come back, tell you about it after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kind of a two-part and two home run night for Drake Baldwin last night, but a two-part good story for the Braves. I mean, number one is he's awesome and continues to be and played really well last night, and they won the game. Came from behind and won the game. We've all found something that we can rally behind in the final couple months of the season, which
rookie
is the Rookie of the Year race for Drake Baldwin. Because like all the rest of it is like, all right, we'll watch Ronald, and then he's out. Or, I don't know, maybe, no. Like, all the things we kept thinking might happen. Drake Baldwin for Rookie of the Year is a legitimate possibility, even likelihood.
Yeah, the way he's playing. Yeah, the way he's playing. And he's got, it seems like, you know, because of the fact that Marcel is no longer the everyday DH, that he's going to get more opportunities to catch and also hit. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a great story since he's been here going back to when he first spring training.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, Sean's going to be out for a while. Then our question was, is this kid going to stay here?
Would he have even been up? He would have maybe been up at some point.
Yeah.
But, like, when?
Because it was like.
Because Murphy got hurt, right? Otherwise, he wouldn't have been on the opening day roster.
Chadwick
Trump.
Yeah, Chadwick was there and everything like. But, no, this kid has the goods. And, I mean, he's just been a solid contributor since he's been here. Watching him get his opportunities.
I would go further than that. Like, he's been one of the three best offensive players the Braves have this year.
I won't argue with that.
Him, Acuna, and Olsen. Like,
I won't argue with
that's
that.
It.
I won't argue with that.
You know?
You know, but, I mean, it just shows you, you know, the depth that you have in this position, because they were never going to trade Sean Murphy at the deadline.
No use doing it at the deadline.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I'd field some phone calls during the offseason.
And that would be the thing.
That
teams, because it seems like you have the guy, and it seems like they have some depth in the farm system at that position, maybe, or go out and maybe add a veteran to play behind the young man. But having those two dudes has been a solid thing for him, because he hasn't had to carry the load as a young player as far as catching every day and then also going out there and producing offense.
Yeah, he's really good. Also, if he wins Rookie of the Year, he gets $1 million.
Really?
He won't make $1 million
for like
on his salary this year.
Nice.
So Rookie of the Year will be more than he'll make salary wise.
I love it.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, get that bread. I saw $1 million there. Clayton Kershaw gets $1 million because he has for his 13 starts. So he started 13 games, gets $1 million bonus.
Wow.
Nice.
That's nice.
Nice.
You get to a certain point, you can write some pretty cool stuff into your contract.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
13 starts?
13 starts, dog.
Jeez.
Really?
I bet, like, Eric Fetty's going to have 13 starts for the Braves by the end of the year.
Oh, E-Fan,
I bet
baby.
He doesn't get $1 million.
Oh, E-Fan, baby.
Yeah, and the Braves came back and won last night, too. That was good.
That was good.
It was legitimately fun to watch.
A guy came in to close the thing out, huh?
Yeah, he looked good.
You're good.
Yeah, he looked good.
Well, don't look at me like that, Bo.
Doesn't always look good, but he looked good last night. I don't know. You can go ahead and yell at me if you want. Last time he was out there. The first guy got
hate on the guy for a bad 6-week start.
What?
It's about 6 weeks. About 6 weeks, beginning of the season, dude. He's looked great for the last 2.5 months.
Well,
the team has not.
I wouldn't. I mean,
He does not get that with me. I don't care. He goes awful.
He definitely has been better than he was. Yeah, and understand he went on a nice stretch, but like still, he did blow a save last week, and last time he was out before that. He gave up a single to the first guy, and the second guy only didn't tie the game with a home run because Eli White went up and pulled it back into the field. So, like, I understand you got to help your guys out and all that, but, like, I don't know, man. I feel like being, critical of Raisel Iglesias is okay this year. I don't know. Does he tip well or what? Like, what's going on? what's he doing? what's going on over there? Anyway, Braves win last night. Love to see it. Hopefully they can. They got four more against the Marlins this weekend. So hopefully
is this makeup?
Make one up and they'll have a doubleheader. No. Hopefully 5-game sweep. Doesn't happen very often. All right, here's Xavier Watts, one of the Falcons rookies who will play tonight, talking about playing tonight.
Ready to see that. Ready to see this young man play. We know we were really thought a lot of him when they drafted him because we know the kind of player he is, the program he came from, and, you know, just the ability to take the ball away. I mean, this kid, he is a guy that, you know, he can play multiple positions. He's a guy that, you know, he's not the biggest dude in the world, but, I mean, he can come, he can fill the alley, he can do so many different things. He's one of those guys, obviously, with the two pass rushes, you want to see them. And I was trying to think of a list today of, like, who did I want to see? And I was like, well, offensively, not too many people.
No, I mean, we kind of talked about it in the first segment.
I think, it's all about the defenders.
Yeah, and even the guys that you're interested in seeing tonight offensively, the only reason you'd see them in the regular season is if somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
And look, it would be great if Casey Washington made the team or David Sills or any of these guys.
But like, you know what? Let's see what Silly can do.
Yeah.
Let's see what he can do.
Because Sills has a fun story.
Yeah.
Right? People may not know this.
Sills is All-American.
He was at West Virginia for sure. You know what else he was? He was the guy that Lane Kiffin offered that scholarship to when he was in eighth grade.
When he was with
when he was at USC.
Oh, really?
That's the guy. David Sills is the kid.
I did not know that.
That he offered the scholarship to when he was an eighth grader when he was at USC because he was a quarterback and
did not know that.
Overdeveloped or something as an eighth grader.
And he ended up
He was a quarterback, right? And he tried to play quarterback in junior college and it just didn't work out. And they were like, look, if you're going to make it, you're going to be a wide receiver.
Right.
Switch wide receiver, went to West Virginia, and he was an All-American. Mm. And then he's just kind of bounced around.
Right.
Like, he hasn't, you know, he's played, and he's been on rosters, and maybe been the fifth or sixth receiver on a couple different NFL teams. And, I mean, that's really what it would be here, too. We're not talking about a guy who, I don't know. You never know. I don't want to say that he couldn't come in and have an impact this year, because you never know what happens with injuries.
Why did I just remember watching the game last? I was like, damn. Like, who the hell is the receivers up in Seattle? I was like, oh, they got Cooper Damn Kupp. I forgot that Cooper Kupp was in Seattle already.
There's a lot of change up there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was, oh, yeah, Cooper Kupp's the number one, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is there, too.
Yeah.
And then they had a kid out there last night. The rookie from Colorado State was looking pretty good. That was pretty fun.
Is that the dude that was giving it to Travis?
Oh, in the game? Oh, I don't know. Oh, good question. Horton?
Was his name?
Corey Horton, I think, was the guy last night.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
But no, I mean, that was a lot of change right there. But yeah, I know that, you know, obviously because they're first rounders, you want to see them, the two pass rushers, and one's a dog. One anxious to see Braylon Trice.
Yeah.
If he plays tonight.
He
should play. But then, you know, you look at other guys. We were talking yesterday, like, I know Rook is your starters, and it doesn't seem like that Rob wants to play a starter. I would like to see him play a little bit.
Right.
You're going to get your blood in some noses and things like that. But I think just overall, just want to go out there and see them execute, man. I mean, that was the one thing about last night was there were points scored. You know, a lot of times, you know, preseason can be sloppy and all those different things because you got so many young players out there. But going out there and scoring points and doing those type things, a big return. We saw that last night in the Baltimore game. Somebody make a play on special teams. I don't think it's a kicking competition anymore. But you know, they're gonna. You know, usually the kicker doesn't get off when the starters get off. They still got to go out there and kick the ball.
No, I think the only way that even becomes a conversation again after this week, because it felt pretty much like if there was any competition, Young Weku slammed the door shut this week earlier because they were doing some kicking on Tuesday or Monday when it was really bad weather.
Yeah.
And I think Young Wei did a really nice job. Not surprisingly, he's been really good when he's been healthy in his career. But if he misses a couple tonight, you know, opens the door.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about it.
I don't want that to happen.
He can lose the job.
I don't want him to.
Yeah, he can lose the job.
Because here's the thing about Lenny Craig. He never kicked in the NFL before. Young Wei has.
Yes.
He's won a lot of games.
He's very good at it.
I think he's been a Pro Bowler.
And then what's his name? Gert? What's how you say his name? The other kicker?
Lenny Craig.
I don't know where I got about calling him.
What did you say?
Gertrude.
Sounded like you burped.
I was about to call him a German name, but because I didn't get it. But think about it, he gets to stay on the roster.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, he gets to stay on the roster.
Because he's the international slot.
Yeah, so he gets to stay on the roster.
They can keep him, and it doesn't really affect their numbers, which is good. All three of those games, by the way, last night, because we had talked about the gambling aspect of it, all three hit the over.
They did.
So there you go.
Very, very interesting.
Maybe that's a thought for tonight for the Falcons game. What do we got over under-wise? 32.5? What? That's it? Why?
Take the over.
Yeah.
Take the over.
I mean, I'm probably not going to bet on a preseason game, but.
Yeah. And I mean, then you look at the other side. You get to see Hendon Hooker tonight.
32.5?
Yeah. I mean, is that – that's low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's the numbers are pretty much any team that played their starters. It's a higher
okay.
total.
But I saw all three games last night, we were kind of joking about it, like how Zeno would probably be the only one to gamble on it.
No.
But 37.5. They all hit the over. 37.5 is higher than 32.5.
Well, they're looking at it from all –
nobody's
backwards.
Playing. Yeah. Yeah, nobody's playing. But also nobody's playing on defense, so maybe it'll be easier to score.
Their defense – I think the Falcons – I don't even know who's on the damn Detroit's defense.
So. Well, none of those guys are going to play.
None of them. I'm talking about backers.
Those are all
either.
Bets.
I'm talking about backers either.
Yeah, so I don't – probably don't gamble on preseason. It's probably still the same message as yesterday. We'll come back. We'll talk a little college football. We hinted at this yesterday, just sort of the Haynes King – importance to Georgia Tech's success. How many other guys in college football are as individually vital to their team succeeding this year? We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, first hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. React to some of what we saw from the three preseason games last night. Obviously, Falcons coming up tonight against the Lions, and some of the other news around the NFL. Awful news out of Chargers camp. Bless you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Again, Chargers, man.
Yeah, dog.
If there's a cursed team in the NFL, I don't know. Like, every single year in preseason, something awful happens to the Chargers, and it did again. So we'll get there. At 12:20, we'll spend some time on what we're looking for preseason week number one from some of the other games around the NFL, maybe some battles, some quarterbacks, all that kind of stuff. And then we'll get to a Sports Jeopardy and a back page with Bo in about an hour.
But, I mean, yeah, when you – just anything you hear non-contact. I know they had a scare in Houston with Gardner Johnson. ACL's intact.
Oh.
Yeah, ACL's intact.
Oh, that was just a scare.
Yeah, it was a scare. So
great.
ACL's intact. Now, he's hurt.
Okay.
But at least he's not going to miss the season. Okay. It don't sound like, but he said the initial test – I guess I'm assuming on the field, the initial test, okay, maybe they thought, but after the MRI, no ACL tear.
That's all right.
So that's always good.
That's nice, dude.
Yeah, Matthew Slater is done. Perhaps the patella, that's a nasty, nasty Rashawn. Injury.
Rashawn.
That's a nasty, nasty injury right there.
Yeah, man. At least he got paid first.
Yeah, no. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he got that prid last week.
Last week.
Yeah, last week. Yep. And then you look at it.
Which felt like a really good thing. Like, if you're a Chargers fan, you're like, all right, good.
Yeah, because he's on top.
You're like, he's signed up long term. This is great.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Can't have anything nice.
No, man. And that's just – it's just one of those unfortunate things about the damn preseason, especially, you know, when you – like you said, you're counting one of the most important positions on the damn field, your left tackle, to protect your franchise quarterback. And so, yeah. But.
I know you saw what Archie Manning said about Arch Manning,
mm-hmm.
Which is, quote, Arch isn't going to do that about leaving after this season of college football. Mm-hmm. He'll be at Texas.
Yeah.
You buy it?
Yep.
Why?
Because Peyton did it, Peyton stayed for, Eli stayed for. They both would have been the first pick. They left after their first year,
mm-hmm.
but because they played four, both of them played 40 plus starts.
Mm-hmm.
Why not let Arch? Because the thing about it is, it ain't for the money.
No,
they got plenty of that, and he's making money at Texas. And you know, the one thing about the Mannings is they like to control the narrative, mm-hmm. which rightfully so. That's
which I think this is part of that,
and that's
too.
Part of it.
I think him saying that is part of it, too.
Yeah, it's part of it. But that's something that, you know, when you mentioned it, I was like, are we sure? I know we have fun with the tank for Arch, but are we sure? And then when Haslam, the owner of the Browns, came out and said something about it, well, the Haslam and the Mannings are best buds.
Right, and if anybody was going to suck on purpose to try to get a quarterback, it might be them.
Yeah, but, and they got two first-round picks and all those different things. Like, they got Jacksonville's pick. But, yeah, I'm not surprised by that. And Arch,
no, I'm not either.
Arch is fine. Arch, you know. But I like how Archie said it was like, don't suck for him. You know? don't suck on purpose thinking that you're going to get there and get to position to draft him.
Yeah.
That would be so hawky. Hawks. I mean, just like the Hawks. Be all bad, finally get the number one pick.
Oh.
And then the generational players coming out the following year.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
The year before and the year after.
Yeah, yeah.
But the one year where you're terrible. And who knows? Maybe Zachary Risacher is going to turn into a
never
generational
know.
Player.
You never know.
Well. He had
never
a nice
know.
Rookie season.
Never know.
I think that it's true also. And I think that there's a lot of different things that people throw out there. Well, he's rich. And I mean, like, yes, he's rich anyway. He's a Manning anyway. But I also have to believe he has, like, dreams of his own, right? Like, he could just be a rich Manning no matter what happens.
Right.
I think he has dreams of being a successful quarterback both in college and in pros and sort of blazing his own path. But the reason why I buy it is the first thing that you said. He's not going to get 40 starts like those guys did.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot that says being a two-year starter in college football helps you when you get to the NFL.
But I mean, I don't think I could think of if he has like a Heisman Trophy type.
I know, but like,
but then that still might
so
not
what?
Be enough.
Right.
I just think that they believe in a certain plan, a certain development aspect of playing the quarterback position.
Right.
And that's one for though they are people that I will go with then against.
I think they know the plan.
I think they know the plan.
Yeah.
It was one of those things because you would have thought, because, I mean, he's the third generation, whatever, you would have thought it might have been different because when he didn't leave Texas.
That's how you already knew.
That's how you already knew.
That's exactly.
Yes, when he didn't leave Texas, considering how much movement is in it.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking yesterday, he said Robert Ashford's at Wake Forest.
Robbie Ashford's at Wake Forest.
Wake Forest now. The transaction period in today's college football, Arch should have been gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
but
anybody else would have.
Anybody else would have. And so that right there lets me know, unless he just has a spectacular season.
But even still, though, that's why I say I don't think that would do it. Like, I think that their plan is that's where he wants to be.
They always said that, too.
Yeah.
And, he's Cooper's son. And Cooper's right in line with it. It ain't one of the things where, well, I mean, thing, what his dad thing.
No, no, no.
They're all in lockstep.
No, Archie Manning doesn't just go rogue and say that to the Texas Monthly if it's not all agreed upon by everybody in the family and that the plan is the plan.
They're very strategic.
Yeah.
They watch what they say. They don't put nothing out there.
Yeah, and that's why I think that there's
damn,
a couple.
I hope he leaves.
There's a couple different interesting things as far as that relates to this, too, is like I think he says it to these people on purpose to kill the narrative for the year. It's like now you don't have to ask. He's coming back. You don't have to ask about it.
No,
you have to ask Sark and him
that's
and everybody.
Also good.
Yeah, it's great.
That's also good.
It's
something that
it's
doesn't
brilliant
have to
say it right now to get it out of the way for the entire season. And I'm with you as far as like, look, even if he wins the Heisman and they win the national championship, come back.
Yeah,
because the plan is play 2 years of college football.
Mm-hmm.
So because he hasn't played yet. I mean, he's played a little bit, but he hasn't. You know, he hasn't been the starter yet. Start 2 years. That'll be about 30 games or so. They believe in that and that experience. And then you go to the NFL and, you know, hopefully have the success that his uncle's had and his grandpa had.
Because it just seems like it's aligned for it.
Yeah.
You know, and then I saw that clip that Peyton's son, Marshall, I think his name is Marshall, he's a dude.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
he's a dude. Oh, my God.
Of course
God.
He is.
I do not want to see that.
Oh, I know, man.
God dog it.
Yeah. Why are they doing that?
Why are they showing this?
They're showing Robert Edwards get hurt in the flag football game.
Why would they do that? Why are you showing that?
I don't know. Are they talking about like running backs who had great rookie years? I don't know. Anyway, that sucks.
I'm like, damn.
I don't need to see that.
I saw that. What happened? I want
to
see that.
Of course you
did. But I think that when you look at just the quarterback position in whole, because it's something that you mention all the time. It's only one person can play at a time.
Right. And that's why when we get to this conversation that kind of we were leading to about individual players' impact on the teams that they're on this year and their team's hopes for success, is anybody as individually as relied upon for a team that, for a team that has a chance to make it, but who knows, maybe to the college ball playoff or at least like have a really good year as Haynes King. Once you start going down the list, I think there's so many teams like this. Like I think Haynes King is in that group of players whose health and performance dictates the success of his team that year or this year, but that's because no team has backup quarterbacks anymore.
No.
Just like what we just talked about.
No.
Like, if you're a good backup quarterback in college football, you're not a backup quarterback the next year. You transferred and you went someplace else.
Yes.
Like, that may be the thing that leveled the playing field more than anything in college football right now is you used to be able to stack 5 stars and keep them for a little while.
Anymore.
You can't do it anymore.
No, you can't.
And that's why I think there's a lot of quarterback battles, quote unquote, that are still going on. So these guys feel, even if they lose, like they were close and they're really valued parts of the team this year, which obviously they are, but they were never going to win. It's all about feelings. Like,
you
got to lie to these guys and make them feel like they really had a chance to be the starter, even if they didn't. But, yeah, I mean, Haynes King may be number one. There's a lot of other guys on the list,
too. Yeah, but I look at, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, like these are my backup quarterback. Look at where Georgia is. Here's a touchdown right here. Watch me jump on his back.
Oh, you're going to celebrate with him?
Yeah. There I go right there. Right there, blocking him into the end zone.
There
I go right there. Lead the block. Right
this
there,
This is
Andy.
The worst
there,
thing Randy. NFL Network could be doing. Show Randy's friend
there go, right there.
And Randy while we're trying. Come on.
All right. But you look. Hey, how about this?
It's worse than when the Braves games are on.
When you talk about backup quarterback, like in the patience of it. Like Georgia – like they got what's the Paluski guy?
Yeah, Puglisi.
Him. And then they have a couple other guys. They got the kid from Tennessee coming over and all those things. I mean, it's all about, you know, the perception of you got to keep them there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What are we all talking about? Georgia never had a problem getting them.
Not only keep them there, but also like make them feel really confident that they'll be the starter next year.
You
got to
do it like how Coach Rick did with Shock and Greeny. Remember? Well, no, you don't remember this. Like when they were both there, and not saying the Shock because people didn't transfer like that with Shock, but Shock would get a drive. Shock would get a drive a half.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
you think?
Huh?
You think they'll do that?
No, I don't.
Uh-uh.
I was just like throwing. Maybe would that be something where how you keep these kids?
Was that more just because of like it was sort of a totally different style of player?
Yeah,
and it was kind of keep the defense on their heel kind of thing, and
because
teams did that in that era a little bit.
But see, I don't look at it as Shock as a change of pace because Shock threw the ball.
Right.
Like sometimes when you talk about that, you bring him in to run the ball, and you know when you talk about keeping them off balance, Shock was he gave you the loser they could.
But that wasn't to make Shock not transfer.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't going to transfer.
He wasn't going to transfer.
But if it was now, and I'm not saying what DJ Shockley would
do
one way or the other.
Tried to do that with Justin Fields.
But if it was now, he'd be the quarterback someplace else in the SEC. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's just the way that it goes right now. I think, and I don't know Dylan Puglisi from anybody.
Right.
But, like, you string this thing, you know who the damn starter is. Gunnar Stockton was at SEC Media Days. He's the starter. But you have to make this guy feel like it's really, really close so he not only stays, but then once the season starts, he's maybe even more bought. It's all, again, like, call it what you want to call it, but it's about feelings.
Yes.
Like, and it's about making sure guys feel wanted, because the whole recruiting process and their lives leading up to when they get to college is all about, like, you know, sucking up to them and making them feel like they're superstars. That's why they haven't announced it at Ohio State yet. That's why they haven't announced it at Georgia yet. Like, they know who the starter is going to be.
But they can't leave now.
Right. Yeah. But they can pout.
Yeah.
You know? They can emotionally leave. Man. And again, I don't know that kid. I'm not trying to say that he would do that, but I think it's okay to paint with broad strokes about what's going on right now in college football, because guys have done that.
Yeah. But I think that's got to be the hardest thing about this thing when you look at that, because I think everybody wants to be a great teammate. But I think a lot of time when you talk about the feelings part about it, it puts you in that type of mood where you're moping. Ain't nobody ever want nobody moping around.
I think guys want to be great teammates, but I think that there's so much more emphasis right now placed on get mine.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, no, because the thing is that's how you view it. That's why people think, I don't be joking when I say, I really believe that when you put it out there, when you sign your letter of intent and you start everything with 3 to 4 years, you are hell-bent on those three, no matter what.
Oh, for sure.
No matter what.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Everybody thinks that they're coming out as soon as they're eligible to come out. That's right.
On that right there. And so to get there, you got to go from the first day. And if you're not there the first day, okay, I got to find somewhere I got to go, because I got 3 years to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And that means I got to transfer to three different damn teams. I'll do it.
Well, and again, like when we're talking about these guys that are so individually important to their team's success, a lot of them are transfers too. Like Haynes King's a transfer.
He is.
I mean, obviously, he's vital to what.
That's my wait his turn.
Yeah, he did.
He waited his turn.
He is a very rare bird in college football right now, because he very easily could have left. Yes. Now he sat behind Jaden
after that damn second half against Georgia.
Most guys would have left after that, because you know he was getting phone calls.
Yes.
After. He threw for 300 yards in the second half of the SEC championship game against Georgia.
Yes.
Like, now again, there's factors.
Factors
there's
to it.
Factors.
We're up like 50 to 3.
Yeah, man.
Or like
that story gets told in such a weird way where it's like, all right, like, you know, they were up by 5 touchdowns at halftime.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason. Anyway, whatever. He's a really good player, and I think he's going to have a really good season this year. I mean, Diego Pavia at Vanderbilt, obviously. Now, again, if he's not there, what's the difference in terms of wins and losses? I don't really know what
they're. He has that impact like he had last year.
Because
it is still Vanderbilt.
It is still Vanderbilt.
It is still Vanderbilt. But he was a one-man wrecking crew, though.
He was. And the thing about them is, I don't know how they did it, maybe him, they brought back, like, everybody.
I know.
Like, their whole team is pretty much the same as last year.
I love their coach.
I do, too.
I love him. I love their coach.
I love him because he's talking trash.
He don't give a damn. You know what I mean? Like, he got this blank about him.
Did
he beat Auburn, like, 3 times?
He's beat Hugh Freeze.
Is it Hugh Freeze?
He's
okay,
beat Hugh Freeze three seasons
times.
In a row, and they play him this year, too.
Okay.
Don't let it be four. You know? Well, they have an interesting quarterback, too. Jackson Arnold, the kid last year, the 5-star from Oklahoma that everybody was sure was going to.
Oh, yeah. He's replacing, who? Because he was supposed to be
Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel. Oh, he's our guy right here, this guy, because. The guy now is the one that Oklahoma fans were clamoring for. Or was it?
I thought Jackson Arnold was the guy.
Was
they
it
were
Jackson
clamoring
Arnold?
For.
That's why he left and went to Oregon. That's right. That's why he left and went to Oregon. But I think, when you look at that, speaking of Oklahoma, like Venables, like when he going to get it done?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it was one of those things, and he was a longtime assistant and waited for the right job, just like Kirby did. Was the DC at Alabama all those years and waited for this Georgia. Mm-hmm. I know Venables had plenty of job offers being
for
a DC at Clemson,
for sure.
But what did he do? He waited for his school, his dream job to come open.
And that is fun for 2 years.
Yep.
And then if you don't win, they don't care about
they
that
don't
anymore.
Give damn.
Ask any of these alumni who went home and it didn't work out. That, you know, that family – it's not a family.
Yeah.
It's not a family. It's a business.
I mean, I know they show you there, but, you know, it's my dream job and everything. Oh, we hire like this.
Of course you have.
Of course you have.
Every hire you make, you've been waiting for a hire like this, because you wouldn't hire them otherwise. But, yeah, no, that family turns into goes away real. No, I think Oklahoma would be okay this year. John Mateer. Who knows? They got the quarterback and the OC from Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that feels that's like desperate. That's like last gasp.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh no, this
get him, get him. We'll fix it, and that'll be that. If it doesn't work out,
he might have to go.
Yeah, he might.
It is Oklahoma.
This hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Desperate doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing either.
You might need change.
You
like
take
that.
A risk, yeah. And it works out. Desperate becomes brilliant. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.